Support for NPR podcasts comes from Bose, offering Bose in-ear headphones designed for comfort and quality sound and featuring soft silicone tips in three sizes at bose.com/radio.
Hi, people. Breeny here with some tasty tips for holiday decorating. So much of the holiday season is about food. Why not use it to bedeck your home? Now, when people think of decorating with food, what usually comes to mind is stringing cranberries and popcorn for the holiday tree. And these ideas are still lovely. They create warm, homey memories for children and parents alike. However, we can expand on these ideas and delve further into the food chain for our ornamental materials if we like. Buffets are a wonderful opportunity to create dramatic flights of fancy that wouldn't work on dining tables because of height issues. I like topiaries. They're festive, formal, and fun all at the same time. Begin by setting a wooden dowel in a papier-mâché flower pot using plaster of Paris. Now you can paint the pot and the dowel with spray paint and then decorate them with ribbon. Our topiary will be made with a styrofoam ball. The ball is easily mounted on the top of the dowel and can be studded with so many different things. Use bamboo skewers to mount miniature apples and pears over the surface. Glue cellophane-wrapped candy to it, or as I've done at parties, cover it with lettuce, stud it with hors d'oeuvres. This technique can be used with other styrofoam forms as well. Perhaps a styrofoam cone with three shiny Christmas ornament balls as feet. Holiday cookies are perfect for making pretty edible tree decor for a tree featured on the corner of your buffet. Simply make holes in the top of each cookie before baking them, and then tie a pretty string through the holes once they're baked and cooled. Hang them on the tree and your guests can pluck their dessert from the branches. These cookie ornaments can be accompanied by candy canes and garlands of string licorice. What fun! Making food the centerpiece of your holiday decorations is a fun way to make Christmas special. It also ensures that your decorations will be totally unique to you. Why not try it this year and enjoy the fruits of your labors in a dynamic new way? That's all for this week. Now don't forget to come by BreeneyMaxwell.com for those recipes. And while you're there, have a look at my video podcast. And listen in again next week when we'll be discussing making the most of the week between the holidays. Until then, bye now.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.